My name's Emma Cooper, and you're listening to the Network Marketing Mum audio experience. Welcome, welcome, welcome for a very special edition this podcast, because you can probably hear I am in the car, but today I am in the car with one of the most amazing ladies I've ever met, who gave me the chance to change my life and really believed in me throughout my journey, as well as giving me the tools. It's the awesome Juliana Bevan.
Welcome to Carpool Karaoke.
She's actually a singer too. She is a theatre. You'd never know, would you? I think she came out, she was born waving jazz hands. So you get in a room with her and my brother, and oh my gosh, it is the campest room you've ever been in. But I wanted to interview Jules, and we're taking this opportunity to do that while we're in the car, because as you know, I do my podcast around life, and this fits in really well. We are on about a 20 minute journey, so I'm going to get the most out of her while we're on this journey. So Jules, tell us a little bit about your background. I mean, we know you're in network marketing, but the biggest thing for me is all your knowledge around mindset and self-belief, and it's been something that's really, really helped me throughout my journey. So give us a little bit of your background. Tell us where you've come from.
Okay, so my background, I worked for a company called Lloyds CSB Insurance. I was in that career for 9 years. When growing up, we didn't really have kind of a lot, so I wasn't really into the whole mindset, setting goals, dreaming, which was all a bit alien to me, and that's obviously, you know, one of the big things that I've done on my journey. I always knew that I wanted to be successful, but always shied away from it, because I always had those limiting beliefs of, well, can I can't do that. I catch myself doing it today sometimes. I'm like, oh, I don't think I'm very creative for that, or I don't think I've got the skills for that. And I very quickly, with what I've learned over the years with mindset and self-talk and self-belief, I very much quickly snap out of that frame of mind, because it doesn't serve me very well. So I suppose my journey through the last 10 years has been a lot of soul searching. It's been a lot of reprogramming, I like to call it, in terms of programming my mind in the right way, because I was in a very negative space, negative environment, negative thought patterns. I don't feel like it's that's any fault of my own. I wouldn't beat myself up over it. I just think it was conditioning over the years, you know, newspapers, life. News, life, yeah. Just, you know, things, yeah, that happen along the way. And you tell yourself a story, and you tell yourself a story enough, you start to believe that story. So the first bit of breaking that cycle for me was telling myself a different kind of story.
So I want to go to right back in the beginning, because this, you know, is for anyone who's in any kind of industry, but yours happens to be network marketing. And I want you to go back to the beginning. Now, this is the time before we had webinars, before we had Facebook Lives, which isn't actually that long ago anyway, before we had any of this stuff. Tell us the situation you were in with how much money you were in a month, what kind of stuff you have to do. I know you have to drive up and down the motorway. So just give us a little bit so we can just set the scene as, like, when you started, why you started, what was it like, and where did you think it was going to go for you?
So I was, when I started my network marketing business, I was in about £35,000 worth of debt.
That was £35,000. Yeah. Stressful.
Well, it was stressful when you can't pay it.
Yeah.
And then, unfortunately, then what happened is, took a bit of a financial turn for the worst. I lost my house, crashed my car. Then I had a relationship that had failed, no fault of my own. He was playing away. More fool him now. So I had a wedding that I had to pay for that didn't go ahead, because obviously everything was in my name.
And it was 3 months before. Pay for it.
Oh my word, yeah. It was 3 months before the wedding. It's not their fault.
Jeez.
Yeah. So, you know, it was a lot of financial pressure on me. So I was probably earning about £800 per month, literally, on, you know, debt management plans and different things like that to be able
to help.
What do you
mean you were earning 800 from your bank job?
No, because I'd left my bank job. So basically, I had a bit of a mental breakdown with the whole kind of work situation. And I decided to just take a leap of faith. And, you know, I thought, well, there comes a point in your life where you have to kind of think, well, if I want to do something different, I've got to be a different person. And sometimes pushing yourself out there, for me, was mm-hmm. what I did.
Moved in with your dad at that point?
Well, I had to move in with my dad before that point,
of course,
anyway,
yeah.
because I lost the house and everything. It was just rock bottom. And I feel like the fact that I hit that rock bottom was actually a really great thing, because I was able to reinvent myself, because there
yeah.
was no other way to go other than up.
So
we didn't really have anything online at that point. So when I was building my network marketing business, it was a case of just travelling to the events. My sponsor was about, well, I say sponsor, my sponsor was close to me, but the lady who actually worked with me was about 2 hours away. So every week I'd drive up 2 hours away to access that training.
Petrol,
yeah,
time
petrol.
Invested.
So I used to mop my sister's floor for a tenner, bless her heart.
She, the hairdressers.
In her house.
Oh, in her house.
And she used to make up jobs for me to do just to Aww. Give me a bit of money, you know. I'm so grateful to my family. But, you know, I used to do little things like that just for a bit of extra cash. Although I had like really low belief, I just knew that in myself, I had massive belief in the company, I had massive belief in the industry, and I just knew that if I could just get over myself, stop holding myself back with telling myself these negative things,
yeah.
I knew that I'd be able to get there in the end, you know. And
yeah.
oh my gosh, like when I look at weird things have changed now, I can't even believe the difference.
It is weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it's mental.
It is weird, but they do say you can only connect the dots looking backwards.
Yeah.
So you had to get to that rock bottom to build yourself back up on stronger foundations to be the person that you are now.
Yeah, and it's more so appreciating it as well. Like, I don't know if it had just been given to me at that moment.
No way.
Whether
yeah,
I would
wouldn't.
Appreciate what I've no. got right now. And then I wonder to myself, would I still be as humble as I am now?
Yeah.
Would I have let it go to my head if yeah. I hadn't had to struggle, you know, because it's like ridiculous the things that have
yeah,
changed
course,
in my life
yeah.
and it can really give you, put in that sense of ego sometimes to some people.
But like, I am amazing.
But, I mean,
looking out of that barn conversion in the morning at the house that you've made for your mother yeah. and you've paid her mortgage off and you're like, I'm freaking awesome.
That can go to your head. I mean, there's an element of you have to be proud of yourself,
of
which
course.
I am.
Yeah.
But there's a difference with it, and
it's not an ego.
It's not an ego.
You can be proud.
Yeah.
You know,
you can be proud.
You can say to yourself, well done, give yourself a pat on the
yeah.
back and say, like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You just don't need to be a douche about it.
No. But I do wonder, like, you know, I'm glad really that I had to lose everything to build everything up, because it does make me appreciate everything so much more.
I think one of the things is that and I've mentioned it in my podcast before, it's not about where you've come from, it's about where you want to go when you're starting to do something else, whether that is network marketing, whether it's another business, whether it's, you know, changing jobs, whatever. What comes first, action or belief, in your opinion?
God, that's difficult, because mm-hmm. they're really close. So I think action, because when you get the action
Correct.
Going... it builds the belief. So
Totally.
If you're not doing the action, you're not getting the results. If you're not getting the results, then it lowers your belief, because 100%. You're not getting anything out of it. Whereas
it.
If you do the action, then the belief comes. So
yeah.
this is very much what I did. You know, I just acted. I just did it. I spoke to that person behind.
And you didn't, I mean, you know, initially, I know you used a bit of social media, but social media wasn't then like it is
no,
now.
It wasn't.
And so social media, And so if we look back, you were going out in coffee shops, speaking to people.
Making phone calls.
Who uses a phone?
When people ring me now, even now, and I'm like a born and bred networker, where I had to pick up the phone, and, you know, different, you know, in the early days kind of thing, and speak to people face to face. But when someone even rings me now, I'm like, what are they ringing for?
Why are they ringing me?
Like, what? Because it's changed now. And I do believe there's an element of changing with the times, you know, because it is
yeah.
different. But yeah, and you know, that took a lot of guts for me. Because
but having a strong foundation, knowing how to make a phone call
yeah.
helps in any situation,
well,
in
yeah.
any business.
Because it's the same
Picking
words.
Up the phone, speaking to people, how you come across, you know, matters.
Yeah, yeah.
So what do you prefer, social media or face-to-face?
I like them both. I really like them both. I think... what I do like to do is take... I do love the voice-to-voice. I do love the face-to-face. I love the connections, because
yeah.
I'm a very extrovert. I thrive off other people's energy. You'd never guess.
Juliana, will you be the MC for our huge event?
Yes!
Oh, I don't want it. Go on then.
Ross Mentalist, I never used to be that person. If I was on stage performing, I could do it because I was being someone else. But like
being
myself was really hard. And that's why I get really proud of myself. Not the material stuff, is that actually I can go out there, speak to people, speak on stage as myself.
Be you.
And be totally okay with that. Whereas before I never was. So I never really knew who I was, I suppose. Yeah. But yeah, so I like
face
to face. I like the talking, but I do love the online reach. I love online.
So social media to phone calls to face-to-face. Bring them face-to-face.
As soon as possible, yeah.
Okay, brilliant. Yeah. Which do you think... I mean, let's go back and talk about how you told me about the business, how you recruited me. So I was doing eyelashes outside to the police, just to give you a bit of background, just to get, you know, 30 quid a pop or whatever. And... Jules reached out to me. Her sister was getting married and she was asking questions about getting the eyelashes done. It was before then. I think so. Maybe not. When was your sister getting married? Was that when you were going to Hawaii?
Yeah, it was.
Ah. Well, I don't remember the Hawaii. I just remember your sister was getting married and you were trying to do that, but I couldn't get the time off work from the police to go and do all of their eyelashes, which was 3.5 hours away back in Wales. If it had coincided when I was back, great. And if it hadn't, you know, and it didn't, so I couldn't. So Jules says to me like, oh, no problem. I think I referred someone else to her. And then she said, listen, you're doing eyelashes outside to the police for some extra money. Did you know that's what I do? I help people make some extra money alongside what they're already doing. If you want, I can give you a link to a webinar that we're doing. And you can have a listen in, see if it's something for you. It might not be your cup of tea, but only you'll know. And I was like, yeah, that's amazing. Send me over the link. So she sent me over the link. Now, I've never heard of a webinar. I don't know anything about online. Yeah, I had no idea. And I still remember to this day driving home from Sean's mum and dad's, like rushing home on a Sunday evening and saying, you've got to get me home. I promised I'd be on this thing. And getting in, getting really angry with the laptop because I couldn't log into this thing, and probably a few swear words. And I was like, right, stuff it. And that was that. And then 4 years later, left here. I'm directing. So 4 years later, then the time was a little bit more right. Now, in the interim, you messaged me a few times, commented on some stuff. I was always watching what you were doing, I guess, paying attention. But that was it. So how do you approach, what's your thought process behind approaching people about the business? And, you know, does it dishearten you when people are like me and they just don't reply?
No. And I think because I don't take it personal, the way that I look at things is that I have an opportunity that I am going to share with other people. I'm not about to convince somebody to join. I'm not about to convince somebody to buy a product. But what I do want to do is share what I have on offer, which I personally believe is amazing and is incredible. But I also believe that people need to be in the right place at the right, in a right space in their life at the right time.
Definitely.
So I've had people that have joined my team 9 years on. You know, I never took offence that they didn't want to join in the beginning. It just wasn't the right time for them. And everybody's life completely changes. So,
and you're right. You know, if I'd have joined at that point, I never would have done any. No, I know. A million percent I wouldn't have.
Yeah, you've got to be in the right place.
Yeah.
And I think that for me, my what I do, I know that I work in multi-level marketing and I know that I'm in healthcare industry. But for me, what I see myself as is someone that is about to change lives. That sounds really funny, but also somebody that just is coming from a place of contribution. So it's always how am I going to help this person, as opposed to
how can they help me.
And if I'm coming from a place of contribution and not desperado and not stressy, it's okay, because actually it's okay that it might not be for them at that moment. But you know what? When your situation changes, which it probably will, let me know.
Absolutely. And it's that relaxation about it that the reason why I ended up sending you a begging text message at 11 o'clock at night, when I felt like someone had opened the curtains on my life and been like, oh, by the way, Oh, I sounded like Nessa then. Oh. Oh. Oh, your life's crap, Em. And that's how I felt, you know, when I sent that begging text message saying, please help me. Something I was listening to today said, and it's a perfect way of putting it, is that if you always think about service, always come from a place of service. So how can I serve this person? How can I help them get started in business? How can I help this person with a product or service that I'm offering? Always come from a place of service rather than a place of, you know, I've got to manipulate this person to do what I want them to do that serves me. Nobody's blind. If it's not authentic, people know, right?
Yeah.
Which is one of the things I love about following you. And you can follow Jules on Instagram at Home at the Bevans. She's also got her own podcast, which is awesome. What's it called?
Mum Talks Business.
Mum Talks Business. Awesome name, by the way. Follow Jules at that as well. She gives some fantastic tips. And she's always been one of my mentors, my main mentors. So give her a little follow on that. If you've taken any value, if you've had a couple of laughs, please screenshot, tag me in it, tag Jules in it. And remember, we're giving away a prize on each episode. And the winner from the last episode is Claire Davis. Claire Davis, the one who did, I can't remember exactly because I'm in the car, but I know that I picked it out. The one who did the tagged me in the one where she is running. And I was like, this is the only jog I'm going on today. So, oh, Catherine, not Claire. Catherine Davis. I'm so sorry, Kat. So we are just arriving at our destination. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Tag us in and we will see you guys soon. This podcast was sponsored by MyProPlanner, the number one planner for network marketers.